Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We have several youth programs coming up that have registration deadlines coming up fairly quickly. We do still have a couple spots open in our Babysitting Basics and Beyond class scheduled for the 23rd and 24th of May. That is next Monday and Tuesday evening from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Registration deadline is today, so give us a call at the office if you would like to get registered for the Babysitting Basics and Beyond class offered to youth ages 11 through 15 interested in learning the basic skills to be a successful babysitter, from caregiving to playtime, first aid, leadership, and beyond. There is a $25 fee for the course, and it is co-sponsored by Cass County Extension and Cass County Health System. That registration form is on our website, or you can stop by the Extension office to fill out a registration form. Another registration deadline coming up soon. Some of our summer day camps are already approaching quickly. Our first day camp kicks off on May 31st and June 1st, a two-day, half-day day camp happening at Lake Anita. Rockin' Reptiles is targeted to youth in kindergarten through second grade. So if you've got someone who's just completed kindergarten through second grade that wants to learn more about Rockin' Reptiles, you get them registered by May 20th, which is this Friday, for the Anita Day Camp held on May 31st and June 1st. Also on June 2nd in Lake Anita, the 3rd through 5th graders will be learning about Earth and beyond, the solar system. It will be theirs to explore. This is a full day camp on June 2nd from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. held at Lake Anita. To Earth and Beyond will be repeated on June 3rd at Cold Springs Park near Lewis, with again a May 20th registration deadline. So if you're interested in any of those three camps, get your registration in by this Friday. There is a $10 fee for each of those camps, which includes all activities as well as a t-shirt they get to decorate and bring home. We also have a other variety of day camps offered throughout the summer. And for more information on those, as well as a couple other locations where we are offering Rockin' Reptiles and Earth and Beyond, you can pick those forms up on our website or by stopping in the Cass County Extension office. Oftentimes, throughout the summer, we have folks come into the office with questions about their plants. And if plants are not blooming in the landscape, of course, we plant flowers because we want them to bloom and give us that beautiful color through the spring and summer. In this week's Yard and Garden column, our horticulture experts address why some of those plants may not be blooming. If you have peonies that are not blooming, they may need more sun. First of all, they perform best in areas that receive at least 6 hours of direct sun each day. If they have less than 4 hours of sun, they will not bloom well, if not at all. If they are growing in a shady location currently, you can transplant them to a sunny site in September. If your peonies are planted too deeply, they also may fail to bloom well. Peony buds should be 1 to 2 inches below the soil surface. If they are planted too deeply, they may produce very green, lush foliage but won't bloom well. Also keep in mind, when you do move your peonies, if you recently planted them, divided, or moved them, they may not bloom well for the first couple years as they grow stronger and adapt to their new location. So if you do move them from a shady area, don't be discouraged if they don't bloom that first year. They are just putting down roots and adapting to their new location. Also, make sure you do not remove the foliage or the leaf part of the peony in July or August. Leave that on through the fall, as cutting them back too early will take away their ability to store energy throughout the fall and reduce the bloom come next spring. If you have irises that are no longer blooming well, they may need to be divided. Bearded iris should be divided every 3 to 5 years, as the plants quickly become overcrowded and won't bloom well. July and August is the best time to dig, divide, and transplant these bearded iris, so if you're noticing them around the yard this spring, put a note on your calendar for late summer to get those guys dug up and divided. Bearded iris are similar to peonies in that they do also need full sun to bloom, at least 6 hours per day of direct sun. If they're not in full sun, make sure you dig them up and transplant for best results as well. As always, for information on yard and garden, upcoming events in Cass County and beyond, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online anytime or follow us on Facebook, or stop by the Cass County Extension office, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.